Should I call the Forza by owner? Should I just pop by during the week? Should I mail them something? Should I go to the open house? Keep in mind, there's so much competition here. The goal is to go face-to-face as fast as you possibly can. Face-to-face is where we build rapport. We have emotional deposits with people. It's where we build the trust. It's also where you find confrontation. And you might be the kind of person who says, I'm going to sit in my car before I go in. I'm going to delay. I'm going to procrastinate because they're probably going to say no. And I'm going to just drive away. For too many agents I've coached over the years, just chicken out. You know, the buy owner is not going to hit you. They're not going to swear at you. They're not going to do anything like that. They're not happy you're there. That's true, because there's too many other realtors that have done the same thing. But you've got to get face-to-face with them as soon as possible. Get your 10 listings and get out of the buy owner prospecting river. But just don't have that fear that grips. It's like fear has the steering wheel. Fear takes the agent away from the buy owner. Fear says you'll not succeed. Fear says don't try. They'll tell you no. It's simply, your voice has to be courage. I will see these people on a Sunday face to face. When Patty and I were together back in the 1990s, I would say to her, I'm going to go see 5 for sale by owners on Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. and I'm not coming home. And so I got an appointment for Sunday night or Monday or Tuesday. But I'm going to get a listing this week. Now, eventually, I'd list a number of for sale by owners per week. However, I would take Sundays to be able to see sometimes 4 or 5 for sale by owners, and one of them would generally agree to a sit down, not all 5 of them. So the, you know, look at Sundays like that. Otherwise, during the week, make your appointments. Make sure you're crossing ideally 7 thresholds a week. If you see 7 by owners a week, pretty good chance, maybe 10 on the high side, you're going to get one of those people. Couple of them, 2 or 3 of them, you'll get a sit down. You either won't get the listing because they're not ready, or because they sold on their own, or somebody else got it. So getting face to face, this is what this conversation is about, as fast as you can. Don't chicken out and just do a mailing campaign and say, hey, I'm prospecting today. I sent 24 subway owners a postcard or a great letter about our company brand. Because I've listed so many buy owners, they have given me a stack of other realtors' letters. You can almost change the logo on the letters, interchange them, and you couldn't tell the difference in the brands because we've got 6 offices in the area. We've been around for 37 years. We've got 97 agents, 970 agents, and we're the biggest and we're the best. And they don't pick that people from those lists. It's like going fishing and throwing a hook in the water. The fish are not interested in just the hook. There's got to be something better and more interesting on the hook. And if you go in generally, and somebody else may tell you differently, and say, promote the brand, and just tell them why we're the best. Keep in mind, while you're doing that, other agents in your company in different offices are doing the exact same thing. My goal here is to equip you just to help them. With whatever they're doing, help them sell the house by owner, and they're going to say, you were there during the times we wanted to keep trying it. And you said, stay the course, stay by owner, and here's an idea. Do this, do that. You're the listing agent as the by owner. You're the listing agent. You do all these things that are proactive. You notify all the neighbors. You target all the buyers that are moving in this area because you could get a move-up buyer, what have you. But you got to do this face-to-face, and I'm going to encourage you to not really lead with the brand as to why pick you, because there's too many other people doing the exact same thing. Build rapport, be a giver, And if I've had too many realtors say to me, why would I help them sell by owner? What if they succeed? Most people won't do what you recommend and encourage them to do. They just thought this was going to be easy, selling their house by owner. They're so overconfident when they try this, and they really have not much of a chance to sell their house on their own. It's just too many agents give up before the seller has give it up. Any case, stay the course, go face to face, make your emotional deposit, help them sell by owner, preview the property in case you have a buyer in that quadrant that's a match, and that would be great. You could sell the house if you have the buyer. Don't always be going for the listing, listing, listing. Go for the relationship, and then you'll get the opportunity for the interview, because that's all we're trying to do right now, is not go for the listing. We're just going for the opportunity for the interview, and we'll equip you for the interview, and that's where you're going to win.